Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife.
Marie.
And you are going in Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Yeah, welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here, youtube.com/ Steve Larson, available wherever fine podcasts are. Hold on a second, Larson, I forgot to do something.
What?
I just got to make sure I do something.
What?
Tell them where you can find us.
We're at Patreon at patreon.com/ Steven Larson. We have all sorts of contribution tiers. Awesome, awesome rewards associated with said tiers. What'd you forget?
I totally put you on the spot. I'm sorry about that.
What'd you forget?
Huh? I didn't know if I had muted the thing right there.
Oh.
If I had muted the computer.
Ah.
And if I didn't do that, it would start looping in the audio. Anyways.
Ooh, that would have been bad.
How you guys doing? Hope you guys are doing good. Yeah, like he was saying, you can find us at youtube.com/ Steven Larson. Be sure to hit that subscribe button.
Oh, I didn't mention that when I said Patreon.
We'll notify bell next to it. Make sure you're always getting that new Going In Raw content. Like you said, we're also at Patreon. We got a bevy of reward tiers. Tomorrow, I'm going to bust out that comic book.
Okay.
I sent out a bunch of care packages today, so a bunch of people should be getting them.
Awesome. We're also at Pro Wrestling Tees at ProWrestlingTees.com/ Going In Raw. You show me something new you're working on. Looks great.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. We're doing this. See, here's the thing. We're doing this through we just a little behind-the-scenes stuff for you.
Yeah, Steve likes talking about the tech stuff.
We were doing it through XSplit before, but XSplit was a bit on the...
Temperamental side.
Temperamental side, thank you. And so we switched over to OBS, which, in addition to being free, seems to be a lot more stable than XSplit. For our purposes, anyway.
For right now, too.
So, yeah, we'll see how that works. Anyways, hope you guys are doing good. We've got Raw 25.
Yeah, we're going to do an extended preview of that because of a slow news weekend for wrestling news.
Not a lot going on.
No.
But, yeah, Raw 20, the 25th anniversary of Raw. Are they going to do like a... They make such a big deal about it. Are they going to do a 25th anniversary of SmackDown? Because that's not that far off.
I heard that SmackDown's pretty close to hitting the 1,000 episode milestone.
SmackDown 1,000?
So I suspect they will do something for
to commemorate
the occasion.
Does it matter like half of those SmackDowns are recap episodes?
No.
Raw? How long did they do? They did that for a while where like half the SmackDowns were recap episodes.
That was back when I really wasn't watching SmackDown, so I can't tell you the answer to that, Steve.
A lot of them. Anyways, so let's just hop right into the news.
Into the news. People, we have a super chat. What does that
say?
We have
one super chat. We'll answer this before we get started because a lot of people ask this. Jacob Fonts asks, can you explain the origin of Real?
Finn Balor, when he's in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
It was Prince Devitt.
Yes, and when he formed Bullet Club, he was a leader. He was behind the genesis of Bullet Club.
Mm-hmm.
One of his things. Well, he was the real rock and roller.
That was what they called him, yeah.
Yes, and one of the things he used to say, a catchphrase, if you will, was Bullet Club is real.
There's like shirts out there with that on it and stuff. Yeah.
Real was Prince Devitt's thing for a while.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So everything he said was real. So, and then just recently we started like watching old promos of that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just, it's really hilarious.
And I spent the whole weekend watching, catching up on a bunch of New Japan wrestling.
Yeah, man. I got one of the Amazon Fire Sticks
because
you recommended it in terms of the New Japan.
And
app.
I told you to watch one particular match. And upon my arrival here today, I was very disappointed to hear that you did not watch this match. I'm talking about Nakamura versus Ibushi at Wrestle Kingdom 8.
It's only so much time, man.
It's 20 minutes, and it's one of the most magical 20 minutes of wrestling I've ever had the pleasure of experiencing. It is fantastic.
Definitely going to check it out. There was a new Star Trek Discovery on last night.
Well,
it's
that's
heating
great.
Up, man. It's heating up. All sorts
that's
of great
good
twists
for
and
you.
It is good for me.
But I'm telling you, this is transcendent professional wrestling that you're missing out on right here. No, don't tell me to Tranquilo.
Tranquilo, man.
I'm not good Tranquilo. You should be happy I'm this excited about something.
I watched. No, I'm always happy when you're excited. Stevie Bradley also is $5. Well, he says the whole Friendo community makes Mondays real. We have to be careful with the real, man. We don't want to kill it too fast. Because I'm working on, I'm not going to show them, but I'm working on another t-shirt as well. I'm not going to show them yet, though. So there was football on yesterday also.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, man, both of our teams.
Yeah,
my team, the New England Patriots. Why are you so critical of me having the New England Patriots as my team?
Because you like them because they're good. It's not because you have some affinity to them for your life. As soon as they're not good, you probably won't pay attention to them at all.
Hold on a second. Listen, I've rooted for them since 2001.
That's not true. You just told me before
we
started. No, I'm
sorry, 2008.
2008.
2000. I've rooted them actively since 2008.
Okay.
Yeah.
The past 10 years
or so.
That's
10 years, man.
I understand.
10 years is a long
time. But what brought about this fandom, this fandom out of nowhere of the Patriots, is when they're going for the perfect season.
What's wrong with rooting for somebody over the quest for perfection?
That's fine.
Let me ask you something. I brought this up to you.
I think you root for the Patriots not because you have an affinity for the New England Patriots. You root for them because they're good. And once they're not good, you won't care about them anymore.
Oh, man. I root for them regardless.
We'll find out.
Because they aim for perfection every single year. Yeah. Every year they aim for perfection.
Well, I think they aim
that's
for
a
title.
That's a great reason. That's a great reason.
You know, I got breaking news for it. What? Every NFL team aims to win the Super Bowl every year.
Evidently not.
Just because they aim for it doesn't mean they can.
Do you think that who was in the slums this year? Okay, that year the
Browns were 0-16.
Do you think they were aiming for perfection?
Well, they achieved perfection in one sense.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think any team aims for perfection because it's such an otherworldly goal.
Wrong. One team
does.
No,
they don't. If you ask them, they say, no, we want to win a championship. Yeah. They won't aim for perfection.
They aim for perfection. Why do you like the Eagles?
Because my favorite football player as a teenager was on the Philadelphia
that's
Eagles.
That's the dumbest reason like a team.
No, it's not.
I liked one player on a team.
He was my introduction to that team. I liked the team, and for the past nearly 30 years, I have followed one football team, Philadelphia Eagles. That's being a true fan.
For 10 years, I followed one team as the Patriots.
Because they're good. When they suck, you will stop following them, and you will find another team that's
good.
It's
been almost 20 years. They still haven't sucked.
And once Tom Brady retires, they will start sucking.
All right, listen up. Let's talk about professional wrestling now. CM Punk versus Jack Gallagher in the UFC.
Confirmed?
Confirmed right here.
Not quite, but will CM Punk fight again? Yes! That we have the answer to, according to Dana White, who is the guy who calls the shots in UFC. So if he says CM Punk is going to fight again, he's going to fight again. I guess Dana White was talking to AP recently and said about Punk, quote, I like that guy.
He's a good dude.
He's a good dude.
That's what he said.
He wants one more. He wants to get another shot. I'm going to give it to him.
Oh.
So he sounds like he's actively working on getting CM Punk another fight in the UFC, which is pretty much a complete 180 from what he said after CM Punk got his butt beat down by Mickey Gall, where he pretty much said, yeah, UFC might not be the right place for CM Punk.
This is the quote that annoys the crap out of me here. We got this rundown from the New York Post. They got a bunch of these quotes from him talking about CM Punk. He says, White sees Punk's case is completely different, quote, from most normal human beings.
Why?
The actual quote isn't here. Here's the problem with that, is that he doesn't explicitly say
he's saying
this
he's
is why.
Be a wrestler, he's got a huge following, that's why his case is different.
He's not a normal human being because he can get his pay-per-view buy rates.
Yeah.
Well, I got a story for you, Dana White. I can name any number of people who could get you really good buy rates because people love a good train wreck.
Yeah, put I don't know, any A-list Hollywood star in there.
Right, exactly. They're going to get their asses handed to them.
They might actually last longer than CM Punk.
A great deal of them probably would because some of those people actually have experience fighting, which he has none.
Yeah.
And now you cannot call what he's been doing in the UFC as experience fighting. I'm sorry. Does he have experience stepping into the ring? Yes.
Yes.
In the cage?
Experience swinging wildly at his opponent? Yes. Does he have experience... I will give
Punk, he's 39.
I will give Punk credit for this during his fight. I don't know, like how experienced he was trying to get out of his predicament mm-hmm. he found himself in against Mickey Gall, but he was working. He didn't give up.
No, okay. So here's the thing. I'm not going to put this.
I mean, he did eventually, but
well, yeah,
it took him two
yeah,
minutes to give up.
Exactly.
As opposed to
I'm not going to put this at the feet of CM Punk. I would never do that. Because Phil Brooks is merely taking advantage of an opportunity coming his way. He's obviously worked his ass off for it. I think it's fantastic. If you know what would I want to do if it wasn't podcasting, Larson?
Step in the octagon.
No. I am smart enough to
work at a bank call center.
I've already done that.
Work
done
at Target.
Full of that. No, that's only if I like had no other options. I'd want to be a comic book guy.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
Wait, maybe like comic book guy on The Simpsons?
Yeah. Hey, that'd be pretty good, too. No, I wouldn't want to do that. No, I'd want to write and draw comic books, right? Like, I'm a good enough artist. I'm a good enough illustrator to squeak by in, like, the worst independent comic book level, maybe.
Right, you're the super tech here. Maybe laugh.
Okay. If DC came calling and said, hey, do you want to draw Batman? I would have to say yes, even though it'd probably get like everybody would crap on it because it probably wouldn't be very good because I'm not to the level.
Why would you have to say
of a guy like Jim Lee, huh?
Why would you have to say yes?
Because it's an opportunity that's in front of me. Of course I'd say yes. It's an opportunity that's in front of me.
All right.
What do you, if Nike came to you and said, you want to design sneakers? What would you say?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Even though they'd probably be like, do you see the new Larsons? They're crap.
No, that'd be great. I wish I had my sketches from junior high.
They're
probably
terrible.
No, I only did great stuff. They're all really good.
Well, I'm glad you're very confident in
your
ability.
Ahead of their time.
You're more confident in your ability to create sneakers than I am in my comic books. Even though I like where I like what I do, I'm happy with them. I just know that they're not up to the level of like, you know, some of the really, really talented people out there. CM Punk is not at the level of these fighters out there in the UFC. Should he be saying no? Should Dana White be saying, guy, just go away? Yes.
Well, here's the problem, though, that UFC had a terrible 2017. They did.
No, I
they had
know.
A terrible 2017.
I get that.
As much as
but
Dana
what
White
about the integrity
maybe,
of the
let me get
game.
To that. As much as Dana White probably cares about the integrity of UFC at the same time, there's a he's got his corporate bosses he needs to appease by making money.
I get that. I know that. I know it's all about making money, but for God's sakes, like this is terrible.
Should they have how about this? Every UFC just have a separate division?
Right.
The celebrity division.
Yes!
Any celebrity wants to get in the octagon.
Michael Rapaport.
Yeah.
You know, put him in there.
Yeah.
I love him. He's great.
Stephen Amell.
Stephen Amell. There you go.
There seems to be a lot of people that are interested in combat sports, whether it be UFC.
Alberto Del Rio.
Wrestling, yes.
Yeah.
Just no, have I agree. A celebrity division.
Like the clown division. Just call it the clown division.
Call it the celebrity division.
Call it the clown division. Get them in there. Because, dude, come on. No, man. Am I going to watch it? Hell yeah. It's hilarious. But that's not good.
No.
If somebody said, hey, Steve, we're going to put on a pay-per-view where like your favorite wrestler of all time is going to get hilariously beat down in moments, are you going to buy it? Of course I'm going to buy it.
Wait, CM Punk's your favorite wrestler of all time?
Oh, he's of the modern era.
I thought Stone Cold was your favorite ever.
Of the modern era, it's CM Punk.
Ah.
But yeah, all time is probably Stone Cold or Farmer Brown, one of the two. Haven't really decided. I'm still making my mind up. Farmer Brown or Stone Cold.
Name anybody Farmer Brown wrestled.
Yuri Dreznov.
You sure about that?
1917.
All right, good.
Yeah,
impressed.
Absolutely.
You know you're Farmer Brown. You know more about Farmer Brown than you do about the Patriots.
They fought to a five-hour draw. It was a classic. Wish I was there, man.
Yeah, man. Too bad that's not on YouTube.
You like how I made that name up as like
pretty
off
good.
The top of my head?
It's good.
Yuri Dreznov. I wonder if that's a real guy.
We got a couple super chats here. Nicholas Novick. $2. Why does gender keep hitting mother?
You got to ask, honestly, I don't know, man.
He's referring, of course, to our Stephen Larson Book Raw series, which today at 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, our Royal Rumble.
Twitch.tv/Stephen Larson. Come check it out. We're going to be putting on our Royal Rumble. We have booked the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I got the card right here.
An 8-woman's wrestle Rumble because that's all 2K18 will allow us to do. And then, of course, AJ Styles is taking on
Nakamura for the WWE title. And
that's
then,
right.
Of course, the rematch, Balor versus Lesnar for the Universal title.
Gray Balor is the rumor.
Yes.
Flying
the rumor.
Around right now.
Not confirmed.
So come check that out. It's at 2 p.m. Pacific. That's in a little less than 2 hours.
Devin Martinez, $2. He says working at Target is real.
It seems like it.
Dylan Turner, $2. Steve versus Jim Lee at UFC 222.
There you go. Clown division. Oh, I could never beat up on Jim Lee. Number one, that dude looks fit. Number two, man, artist supreme.
Yeah, he's really good.
Are you
good.
A Jim Lee fan?
He's really good.
Do you remember his image book? You remember what it was called?
Wildcats, wasn't it?
Very good. Look at you. Well done. He's like a head honcho at DC.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's awesome. They're bringing back Superman's underwear. They got rid of his red trunks for a while.
I'm all in favor of bringing those back.
Let me ask you something.
What?
This blew my mind. Dan Jurgens, one of like the best and like most prolific Superman artists of all time and writers of all time, recently said that he always believed, and it was always his take. And granted, this guy is the guy who drew and wrote The Death of Superman, one of the biggest stories of all time. So he should be the expert.
Yes.
He says that he always felt Superman's trunks. I just saw this on Twitter. Were sewn in. Not actually.
He didn't pull
trunks.
Those on over his blue tights.
Right.
Yeah. That's how I always took it.
Are you serious? Yeah. You always felt they were sewn in?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have thought that they were like pulled up?
Because he's not a wrestler.
I mean, he kind of could be. He wrestles his fair share of supervillains.
Yes, but it's not his profession.
Right. Is that the only reason why you think they were sewn in?
Yeah.
Really?
Then because they look seamless.
No, they always got like a little seam on them. Oh, even if they're sewn in, there's a seam.
You know what I mean? There's no right.
Nobody's ever de-pantsed.
There's no I can't say differentiation right now. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay. Differentiation between the layers. This is a seamless layer.
I don't know. I mean, I think plenty of people have drawn it as if it's been sure. Like that's DC comes.
I
mean,
I don't really pay attention to Superman.
Steve, you want to do a Superman comic?
I assumed it was one thing.
I would figure that. I just shown a shot of him pulling up his panties. You know. Anyways,
I would have settled that then, I guess. Dana White also spoke about Ronda Rousey. He thinks that she's not going to come back to MMA. But he also says that he thinks Brock Lesnar might want to return to the octagon once his USADA suspension is up. His way to say, quote, I think he'll give it one more run. I just think Brock loves to fight.
Yeah, he's probably right about that. But, you know, the question is,
who's his opponent going to be?
Now that
what's the money fight he can come back for?
When is Johnny Bones going to come back? 2025?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay, so spend it for 4 years?
Brock versus CM Punk. if you want to... Brock versus CM Punk, for one thing. If you want to make sure CM Punk never wants to fight again, I'm against Brock Lesnar.
Could
the
be.
Pay-per-view rate would be... Pay-per-view buys would be huge.
Wow.
What do you think that was, like 100 pounds, the weight difference between those two?
Close.
Yeah.
Because what? Punk wrestled... Or, sorry, fought at 175?
Jeez, was it that low?
180, something like that?
That was like 180, 185.
Might be 180, 185.
Yeah.
But he wrestled over 200.
Wow.
I don't know, man.
Anyways, let's move on.
Jack Gallagher wants to fight CM Punk, though. He said that on Twitter.
I noticed this. A couple people in the comments are talking about the Enzo sexual assault accusations that we literally just kind of saw on Twitter.
Right before we started.
We have zero, like we have not had any time to... take it in to understand the validity of it, how big this is going to be. So we're not going to speak on any of that because that's really heavy stuff. So no comment on that stuff. Let's see here next. Oh, Roman Reigns. Oh,
we didn't talk. I was starting to talk about Jack Gallagher.
Yeah.
Responded to this report about Punk winning one more fight. And he says, that's what Gallagher had to say. Quote, doesn't have an opponent. I have 2 minutes to spare.
Whoa! Shots fired. And he would totally kill CM Punk. That's like a given. Let's see here. Next up, Roman Reigns. He's headed to the Pokey to jail.
Again,
he's
going to
go, what is it, down the river, up the river? What is it?
Up
the river.
Yeah, I believe. Up the river.
He's going to be part of a chain gang, right?
No.
And go around and do that
he's not going to do that because he's not going to jail.
You drive around and you see him like with the orange vest on.
Picking litter up off the freeway, yeah? Yeah.
Exactly.
Doing his community service.
Yeah, that's right.
No, he's not going to jail, according to TMZ. Sources have told them that Reigns, quote, won't be investigated by the DEA because the agency doesn't target alleged buyers of illegal drugs. So, yeah.
We should probably provide some context here for people who have been living in a cave in the professional wrestling world.
Oh, yeah, this one guy said he...
sold some steroids to Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that Reigns was implicated in some steroid.
A big $10 million steroid distribution sting.
Richard Rodriguez. We talked about it on Friday's Dirt Sheet. That's why I provide no backstory because I assume everybody watches all our content.
Yeah, we assume people think that this is a linear narrative storyline that's happening.
This is long-term booking a la New Japan Pro Wrestling. but you asked during
who gets to be Gato, you or me?
Doesn't matter. Yeah, I'll take that role. So you asked during that conversation about Richard Rodriguez naming Roman Reigns as involved, not involved, but as a client of this steroid distribution ring, whether Reigns could face any legal trouble because of this. If TMZ is correct, the answer is no.
Yeah,
DEA doesn't go after users per se. They only go after. Later in this TMZ article, they said, you know, essentially drug kingpins, people who are manufacturing and distributing drugs on a larger scale.
They want the Walter Whites of the world.
Yes.
Not the Roman Reigns of the world.
No.
Well, that's good. I mean, that, you know, that doesn't really change much.
I mean, short of a paper trail linking Reigns to this ring, he's not going to face any disciplinary action by the WWE.
Right, yeah. I mean, but if that's found, there's still the possibility that they might.
Say, well, the 2016 suspension was because of that. There's that loophole.
They could say that. I wonder if that could be disproven or disproven. I don't know. I never know, like, in terms of the how transparent they want to be, how, you know.
Well, I think they'll only be
if they would sweep it under the rug.
I imagine a la, like, the 2007 signature pharmacy thing. Mm-hmm. They'll be transparent if it helps them out from a PR standpoint.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, if it's a steroid thing and comes out in the press that wrestlers are implicated in steroid usage, then they're going to come out publicly and say these people are going to be suspended and show zero tolerance towards that.
Before we talk about Samoa Joe and the Royal Rumble, we got another $5 super chat from Javier Santana. He says, if Carmella could cash in on Alexa Bliss tonight, who would you send to SmackDown as part of a trade that could win the Rumble and challenge Charlotte at Mania? Carmella comes to Raw because she wins cashing in on Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, Alexa's not doing... Where would she cash in on her? Alexa's not doing anything at the... Oh, tonight.
Tonight
oh,
at Raw, yeah. Raw 25. Yeah.
Because, yeah, everybody's going to be there, right? Super Show, right?
Not everybody. There's a select group of SmackDown stars that'll be there.
Right. Everyone, that's everybody. I mean, Ty Dillon's not going to be there because he's not going to be on SmackDown either.
Well, according to WWE.com, Carmella's not scheduled to appear.
Okay. She's not scheduled to.
Yeah, I know. It could be a surprise. That's usually how surprises work. They don't announce them in advance. But let's answer his question. Who could go from Raw to SmackDown to challenge Charlotte? Sorry, win the Women's Rumble, challenge Charlotte at Mania.
Get right into it with Asuka, man.
Yeah.
Nah, that's a terrible trade. Are you kidding me? Carmella for Asuka? That's terrible. You need like a lot of cash considerations in addition to Carmella.
Either Sasha or Bayley.
Yeah, okay. You think that's a fair trade, Sasha Bayley for Carmella?
Well, one of them, not both of them.
Right, right.
No.
That's not a fair trade.
But
it's like Dana Brooke and Mickey James is worth one Carmella.
Sasha and or Bayley need to change the scenery.
I agree with that.
That's why I mentioned them.
I think Bayley does. I'm not sure about Sasha. I think Sasha's okay on Raw. Maybe. Asuka's there. Sasha. Carmella and Tamina, sort of a salary dump for Sasha.
All right. But there then Lana go. Will have to come too because Lana and Tamina are a pair.
Like that matters. That's not
well, good. Then you're splitting up Lana and Rusev. They're married. They're going to be on separate shows.
No, I'm saying that doesn't matter. I'm saying that doesn't matter in terms of Lana and Tamina's relationship. Lana can just stay on SmackDown.
All right, if you want to do it that way.
When's the last time Lana actually did anything with Tamina?
Fairly recently.
Zero
within the
is
last
the
three
answer.
Weeks.
Zero.
Within the last 3 weeks, Steve.
How about this? Finn Balor for the club, the entire Balor club for Carmella.
Okay.
Fair trade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Samoa Joe. Is he going to miss the Royal Rumble, Steve?
Yes.
Yes, he is, according to Joe himself, who said as much during a recent appearance on Booker T's Heated Conversations.
Hey, man, here comes Bullet Club. Bullet Club. Hey, he said, hey, Joe, how do you feel about Bullet Club being in WWE now? We got them all.
No, he's not. No, man, you can't say that, Booker.
That's what Joe had to say. As of right now, it's kind of a week-to-week thing. With these injuries, sometimes they heal sooner, sometimes they heal later. They're going to do a little bit of ultrasound, check it out every week. They're going to be giving me treatments. It's not something that can be fixed surgically. It's basically a lot of time, rest, and elevation, and letting it heal. It just depends on how quickly it heals. Hopefully, it'll be sooner than later. Obviously, we're just going to be past the Rumble, but I don't know how much further past that. So he's missing the Rumble, confirmed by Joe himself.
He just needs to rest, I think. So what is
it's
injured?
It's a plantar
fasciitis, that's
I think
the worst.
Is what it was. Yeah.
Well, that's good, Ali, if there's not surgery, because that takes – if you get surgery
that's
on
like
your,
a year.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
So
just letting it heal on its own, which is good, so it must not be a significant tear.
That's rough.
So that's good, but it's going to be a bummer he's going to miss out on the Rumble. They were setting up a – Samoa Joe Cena feud, at least for the short term between now and Mania, which could have been exciting.
That was a big money feud right
it
there.
It was.
Waiting in the
maybe
wings.
We'll get that instead for SummerSlam, because they should be on a major four show. That
oh,
feud.
Yeah, because Cena's doing Taker.
Allegedly. Which
that should
probably
be set up tonight, right?
Set up tonight, yeah.
John Cena.
Wow, that's going to be an exciting feud.
How much of it do you think Undertaker's going to be around for? How tonight? Much do you think Cena... yeah. How much of it do you think Cena's going to be? It's all going to be built through
no,
Cena's, Twitter.
Cena's going to be doing a lot of house shows between now and Mania.
Oh, yeah, because he was supposed to do a thing with Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So he's doing a lot of Raw house shows. It's going to be him, Reigns, and Miz at the house show circuit. So that's a bummer. We love Joe here at Going in Raw.
Oh,
we think
Joe,
he's the best.
Joe's one of my favorite, but man, like... I mean, I'm not going to say he has a history. When's because didn't
he just
come
had
back?
A knee injury, yeah.
And then during his run in NXT, he had like a brief time where he was out, wasn't he?
Well, Nakamura dislocated his jaw with a Kinshasa.
Oh, I remember that.
We were there for
seeing that.
That
was horrible.
We were there for that. That was
oh,
NXT
that was
Brooklyn
bad.
Too.
Yeah. Did you see they've been Cassius Ohno, Chris Hero,
yeah,
posted that. GIF
I saw that
of stupid low key
kicking him in the face.
Kicking him in the face. And then Matthew from Botchamania took the request of a couple people and found some other instances of low key being like unprofessional.
Yeah.
And like, you know, shooting on people basically. And it's just terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, oh, that's why people get, I mean, I remember the knockout that he delivered to that guy just off the bat in that one match. I forget what it was. And he just kept on wailing on the guy, even though he was concussed.
Ugh.
Worst.
Not cool.
And then he wore, and then, but it took him wearing a suit to the ring for New Japan to say, go away. It's like, you know, shooting on people, fine. Wear a suit. Don't think so. Anyways, yeah, this is a bummer, man. I love Joe. You love Joe.
Yeah, man.
Joe's a great promo guy.
Yeah, he is.
But the bottom line is, it's totally a catch-22, man, because when you get a guy who has built a reputation over 18 years in the pro wrestling industry, you're also going to get a guy who, yes, he's well-known, he's established, people love him. You're also going to get a guy who has a lot of wear and tear on his body.
Especially now that he's wrestling a WWE schedule, which is pretty intense.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, total bummer. We love Joe, but, you know, God, I hope he's back for WrestleMania.
Yeah, me too.
In something really cool.
Me too.
So we'll see.
Because Joe's the best.
Yeah. Blake Madison here in chat said, I didn't know Going In Raw did news live streams. It's a Monday-only type situation.
Yeah, we do it every Monday.
Every Monday.
Every Monday.
We didn't do it last Monday because I forget what.
It's a holiday.
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh, yeah, it was a holiday last week.
So there's a pretty huge episode of Raw on tonight, Steve. I don't know if you've heard. Raw is celebrating their 25th anniversary.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know if you heard about that.
No, I didn't heard about it at all.
So it's,
is that like a big deal?
It's a star-studded affair.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, apparently.
What's going to happen on it?
Lots. Brian Alvarez expects a lot.
Opening video package is 3.5 minutes. They posted on Twitter.
I didn't watch it because I want to watch it tonight.
I didn't watch it because it's 3.5 minutes
long. Pretty long.
And I'd rather watch Josephus' bar celebration for beating Tim Storm in an empty arena match
before Josephus, or after they taped Impact.
Josephus is my new favorite guy.
Did you watch the barbed wire match on Impact?
No, I didn't. I would like to. I probably will.
I heard it's very violent.
Not a lot of time in the day now. My Patriots are headed to the Super Bowl. I had to pay attention to that. I might start up a Patriots podcast.
Hold on. You have this whole week to do whatever you want because there's no football this week. They take a week off. You don't have to pay attention until a week from tomorrow when there's media day.
We have Raw 25. We've got Virgil Flynn Productions, Virgil Flynn III Productions press conference.
Oh, yeah. That's
Thursday.
That's
happening.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah.
We've got all sorts of stuff happening.
There's NXT TakeOver Philadelphia coming up, too.
Do you think SmackDown's going to be good tomorrow? Because, like, I feel like they're putting everything.
It hasn't been good in several weeks,
I feel
Steve.
Like they're putting everything into this Raw 25. Hey,
here, that's a great segue, so quiet now. Brian Alvarez expects quite a bit from tonight's Raw. As he said on a recent episode of Wrestling Observer Radio, quote, I've been told that at least in terms of production and individuals being brought in and ideas and pitches, Raw 25 will be bigger than the traditional night after WrestleMania Raw.
I mean,
will you like it better? I don't know. That's up to you. This is still all Brian Alvarez.
Who is he asking?
I assume Meltzer. But the way they're putting it together, yeah, more higher priority than post-Mania Raw.
I've been told. You've been told like, just by WWE's Twitter feed?
Maybe. But there is a cavalcade of legends showing up at the show tonight, Steve. Let's kick it off. Let's read them all off. There's a huge list here. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What?
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
Chris Jericho, although I don't think he signed a deal.
That's got to be garbage. That fool's not showing up.
Shawn Michaels and Triple H. Triple H is going to be there anyways.
Triple H.
He works for the company. Torrey Wilson. Jim Ross
What's
and Jerry
Wilson
Lawler
been up to lately?
I don't know.
Me neither. We'll find out tonight. She'll let us know.
Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler.
That I'm excited about. For them to be commenting probably in, because they're doing it from two locations.
Yeah, the Barclays Center in Brooklyn as well as Manhattan Center in Manhattan.
Isn't that where they have the, isn't that where We Book Raw is taking place?
That's the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Isn't that the same thing?
I heard it's in the same.
Same venue, isn't
structure,
it?
Structure, but yeah. It's different venues.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Like the Manhattan Center Theater is where they used to have the little small place where they had Raw back in the day, whereas the Hammerstein's larger.
Oh,
has all the
I
balconies
okay.
and stuff on it.
Okay.
Where was I? This list is courtesy of WrestleZone, but it's from a gallery at WWE.com. Jacqueline.
That's awesome.
Dudley Boyz.
Very cool.
Christian.
Not so much.
Ric Flair.
Edge is not going to be there. He tweeted out that Edge. So, Christian's going to be there, but Edge?
Yeah, that's
Christian
strange.
Can just stay home.
Is Edge shooting that Viking show?
He's in Ireland, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maria Kanellis.
Good.
Scott Hall.
Wait
hey,
a second.
Yo.
Maria Kanellis, but no Mike Kanellis?
No, he's on SmackDown, man.
Well, it's select people can be there.
Scott so Hall. Is she on SmackDown?
Scott Hall.
Hey, yo.
The Bella Twins.
No Kevin Nash.
No, he had knee surgery. He Bummer. Posted that picture of his knee being, like, open.
I can't watch that, dude.
Oh, you didn't know? Oh, you didn't know?
Wait a second. Isn't Billy Gunn?
On the outs? Not anymore.
No, Billy Gunn is Bullet Club Hunter. How is he eligible? How is he able to get out of his contract?
Maybe there'll be a confrontation between them and Balor Club.
Oh, no.
Although, really, Bullet Club Hunter came about because, if I remember correctly, AJ Styles broke Yoshitatsu's neck.
Yeah.
Or hurt his neck with the
Well, that was
Styles
Yoshitatsu
clash.
Doing that.
Eric Bischoff.
That's awesome.
Terry Runnels.
You're a huge Bischoff guy. No. You love Bischoff.
No. Terry Runnels.
That's awesome. Good for
The APA. I wonder,
now, get Terry Runnels in there with Dana Brooke. Give me a confrontation between the two Alexandria Yorks,
that's
man.
APA.
I mean, that could. Ron Simmons is still cool.
Yeah.
JBL still has heat, though.
Yeah.
Backstage. People don't like him very much. Here's my thing about the APA. As soon as JBL cut his hair and went blonde, it stopped being the APA.
Oh, I know.
At that point, he was just a dad-looking dude who wears, like, his jeans too high.
Mm-hmm.
So dorky. Mm-hmm. And he's got the dorkiest, weirdest walk as APA guy. Like, when he was Bradshaw, he has long hair. It was kind of covered up.
Yeah.
But then when he just wore those high-waisted jeans and he, like, had a weird swagger.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Kelly Kelly?
Yeah, I don't care about her.
The Godfather?
He's okay. I mean, are they going to have him come out with hose? Because that's horribly not okay these days.
Yeah, I know. I hope not. Oh, the Brooklyn Brawler.
Oh, he's on good terms with them again.
Yeah, because
he got
laid off.
Fired.
Yeah. Michelle McCool, Undertaker's wife.
What's Undertaker's wife?
Brother Love, Bruce Pritchard.
That's cool.
The Boogeyman.
No, that's the wrong guy. Okay.
Teddy Long.
That's cool about the Boogeyman.
Teddy Long.
He's good. He's always good.
Ted DiBiase.
That's awesome.
Oh, your favorite, People Powered.
Oh, John Laurinaitis. I love him. He's great.
Harvey Whippleman.
Yeah.
Lillian Garcia. Oh, Coachman. Jonathan Coachman's going to be there.
Get him out of there, man.
MVP.
That's cool.
William Regal.
Do you think MVP's going to have any lines?
I don't know. I don't know what in what capacity.
Is Mr. Anderson, no, Mr. Kennedy going to be there?
No, he's not listed.
I feel like him,
he's still
MVP.
Under Impact's employee, isn't he?
Who?
Anderson, Kennedy.
He's under who?
Impact.
No.
Oh, okay.
God, he hasn't been there forever.
Yeah, I don't know. And finally, Howard Finkel.
That's good.
So I don't know exactly how all of these legends are going to be utilized. That's why we watched the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's all pretty predictable, man. Give me people like Scott Steiner. Have him come up. Hmm. Then I'll be impressed.
That's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, hey, Scott, this is Paul. It's Triple H. What do you want?
Trying to manage his Shoney's in Ackworth, Georgia.
He doesn't manage it. He owns it.
I own. Well, he's got to have some.
Do you think he's owner-manager?
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. He hired a manager.
Nonetheless, he oversees the operations of this restaurant,
he's like,
Steve.
Get over, like somebody, you know, finds a hair in their soup. Get over here. How can you not manage to have your head up your ass every day? You're fired. And puts him in a Steiner recliner.
Could be.
Somebody posted this great GIF of an old school Scott Steiner.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, the guy.
Somebody botched
the
Frankensteiner.
Or Scott just wanted to punch him so bad.
He literally raised his fist.
And didn't.
And then went.
It's pretty funny.
A nightmare.
So,
Mr. Kennedy!
Based on the list of legends alone, shaping up to be an interesting show. Again, I don't know how they're going to utilize everybody, but if they want this to be...
Oh, it'll
a
be
more
fun.
Impressive event than a post-Raw Mania, then they got to really pull out all the stops here, don't
they?
Yeah. But there's also matches happening tonight. We get Reigns versus The Miz for the Intercontinental title. That's happening tonight.
If titles were going to change before the Rumble, it'd be tonight.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen with Reigns. It's a special enough show that it could happen, but they're not going to have him lose. You're not going to see him get pinned before Mania. It's not going to happen.
Well, I'm
sorry. You're not going to see him get pinned,
you're not
even
see
through
him get
Mania, anytime
clean.
Soon. Clean, anytime soon. You're not going to see somebody else hop on top of him and have somebody else with striped shirt count 1, 2, 3, and then Roman Reigns' shoulder is going to come. That's not going to happen.
We'll see.
Not going to happen.
I mean, I think it's about a 10% chance that it will, but there is a chance. Also, Brock's going to be there tonight. So there'll be more interaction between Brock, Kane, and Braun Strowman. Let's speculate. What is Braun going to throw on or pull down on people?
He's going to break at least 5 hips from like some old-timers.
Yeah,
the old-timers. Do you think the legends are going to be restricted exclusively to the other building?
I don't know.
I mean, what are they just going to trot them out in the middle ring and do segments with them
or
all the
backstage.
Time? Backstage stuff and not interact with they have to interact
cage
with
side
the kids.
Seats. Cage Side Seats said that the Revival are going to play the Ascension type role when the Ascension, you know, were like confronted by the Legends. So I guess that means the Revival is going to be about to get embarrassed. Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, man.
That's a terrible idea. Oh, don't do that.
God. You're probably right. They're probably right.
Well, that's what Cage Side Seats said. And I hope that's not right. Because the Revival are great. As I mentioned earlier, Legends galore,
mm-hmm.
all sorts of legends in mm-hmm. attendance. And finally, we got some SmackDown stars are going to be on the show tonight, including AJ Styles, Charlotte, The Usos, and The New Day. Will we see AJ, Finn, Gallows, Anderson in the same room?
Real.
And if so...
Anderson. Gallows.
And if so...
AJ.
Please let it be hoping up, setting up for AJ's versus Finn at Mania with the club in the mix. Please,
I would love for that to happen, man. I mean, you have at this point, you have to. AJ's in the building; they have to do it, right?
Yeah,
they have to do something. Were they all too sweet?
Yeah.
How about it's probably going to be something like NWO. Well, Hogan's not going to be there. Nash isn't going to be there. So it's going to be X-Pac and Scott Hall.
Oh yeah, this list didn't have X-Pac. X-Pac's supposed to be there.
Oh okay. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if Nash and Hogan aren't there, you can't really have an NWO type thing.
No.
So who's going to too sweet? DX didn't too sweet. Oh, they did. Yeah. Did DX really too
no.
sweet? No, they just crotch dropped.
But people know that DX is click and click.
Yeah, they're
too
all
sweet.
Click.
Yeah.
Click too sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know. They got to have some big too sweet orgy happening.
Yeah, it'll probably happen.
And then AJ's the last guy to come out.
Yeah.
And then he stares at Finn. That's got to be cool.
Yeah. Except for that match at Mania, man. It's a money match.
No, I'm with you on that one, man. Anyways,
Legends? Should be a fun, exciting show. Looking forward to it.
Let's get some questions
yeah,
going.
Take some questions.
We got about 10 minutes before we have to get out of here. And let us know. I want to know, give me some legends that you guys want to see. Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett going to be there tonight? Come on.
He's not advertised. He could be.
Got to be. Yeah, well, I'm talking about people who aren't advertised. Surprises.
Should Jeff Jarrett be in the Royal Rumble?
As long as he comes out and if he starts chucking Philly cheesesteaks at the crowd.
I got a list. Rumble surprise entrance. I'm working on it.
Are we doing that for count out?
Yeah.
Nice. We didn't want to talk about what you have there for number one at all, the betting odds stuff.
No, because people don't like us talking about betting odds.
Okay.
Now that we're within a week of the event, I don't want to mention betting odds.
Pretty big news.
No, I know it is.
No, I'm fine with that. Nicholas Groskarth. Apparently Pete Dunne canceled his indie date Royal Rumble.
Heard there was rumors that one of the United Kingdom competitors might show up for the Rumble. I didn't hear specifics.
It's got to be Pete Dunne.
That'd be great.
I'm very excited about that.
Should have had him in it last year.
Very excited about that.
No Bret Hart. Yeah, Bret Hart apparently is dealing with complications from a hand surgery or something.
Oh, you know.
That didn't go right.
Not going to be there. I don't want to celebrate Raw 25. My hand hurts. You know, I don't have any movement in my hand, you know, so I can't be there at Raw 25. I don't want to see Sean. He's going to be there. Him and Hunter.
Pretty good.
Chaos 5338 wants to know, is AJ versus Nakamura still going to happen?
I don't know. Chris Kimmel says there's Alberto Del Rio news.
Oh, yeah. He said that he apologized to... This is the most non-news shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah.
He said
that.
He apologized to Triple H for his drunken periscopes and that by 2018 he's going to do a goodbye tour in WWE. I have bad news for you, Pero. It's not going to happen. Anyways, there's some sort of grassroots movement for Gypsy, for my dog.
Why?
Gypsy Club. I don't know, man. They want Gypsy.
Gustavo Gama, spoiler, Horace Hogan will show up in the Rumble.
There you go. Oh, the Shockmaster. I love that.
Oh,
Sting.
That'd be great.
Why isn't Sting advertised? That dude's still running around in his makeup. He just cut a promo the other day saying he was going to be at a convention.
Another one for Gustavo Gama. What legend will beat up Heath Slater?
Oh, man.
It's a bummer that DDP's not going to be
like
there.
Like the Dudleys, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm surprised DDP's not going to be there.
I mean, Stone Cold's got to dole out at least a few stunners.
Terry Funk.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see Terry Funk there. Tommy. Is Tommy Dreamer going to be there?
No, I don't know.
I thought I saw a thing that said he was going to be there.
Oh, he's doing stuff for Impact now, backstage.
Nice. Doesn't mean he can't. Hey, how weird is it? How crazy is it that Pete Dunne's been fighting everybody from all sorts? Zack Sabre Jr. No, was it Zack Sabre Jr.?
No, it was Will Ospreay.
Yeah, Ospreay. And then Austin Aries, the current Impact champion. Who went over there? Was it Pete Dunne?
I don't know. I saw that James Ellsworth showed up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He got pile-driven. And
yeah.
Pile-drove.
Yeah.
Pile-driven?
Something like that.
Pile-drived. Max Moon. Was that Conan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring Conan back as Max Moon. The Yeti.
That'd be cool.
James R. Kofel asks, what do you guys think about Woke and Matt Hardy so far? I'm into it, man. I like it.
Yeah. They really need a compound video very soon.
They'll do it.
Yeah, I know.
It'll happen very soon. Wouldn't surprise me if they aired one tonight.
Matthew Maz, do you think Undertaker will show up in his big evil attire tonight?
I hope so. That's the only way I think it'll work, man. Storyline-wise, right? He ditches the powers of the darkness, comes back as grizzled bastard, big evil.
Motorcycle enthusiast.
Yeah, man.
Undertaker. Mark there Calloway.
You go. And he's managed by Eric Bischoff, the other ultimate motorcycle enthusiast.
Exactly.
I'd be down for that. Who should Braun beat up tonight?
Oh, A. McNamara. Batista?
Hey, Batista, there you go. Do you think The Rock's going to be there?
Javier Santana, $2. Jarrett returns to attack Elias. Set up for Mania.
Perfect.
Guitar on a pole match.
Guitar v. guitar match. Val Venus.
Great names here.
What's Val Venus doing?
Damian Demento, Ludwig Borga.
What about that kid
Duke
who won?
Duke the Dumpster Drosy.
What was the first Tough Enough?
Maven.
No. I'm sorry, not first Tough Enough. What was the Miz? And what was the Miz? Remember when the Miz came in? Pooter. Daniel Pooter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Daniel, I'm a computer.
A lot of people want Double J versus Elias.
Well, who wouldn't want that? Yeah, Limp Bizkit. Bring them in for a live intro.
This is great. Matthew Williams, Esquire. Crazy thought. Lashley appears and challenges Brock to a Bellator fight. Does Brock accept? And good idea, yay or nay?
I like that. A WWE Bellator co-promotion.
Yeah, man, that'd be great.
At Mania. That'd be fantastic. Shoot fight.
Who wins?
I honestly don't know. I've never seen a Lashley fight before.
I haven't either.
And how old is Lashley?
I think 40. I think I just saw someone said he was 41.
Well, that's around the same age as Brock.
Yeah.
I'll take a guess. Brock wins, but he does it on steroids.
Okay.
Aldo Montoya. Oh, poor what's-his-face. Just incredible. Kind of a mess. Hopefully isn't he doing the DDP yoga stuff?
Yeah, he went to the, I don't know if he's living at the accountability crib or not. But
I don't know.
Yeah. Jordan Davis, this is an interesting question. What matches made you guys see wrestlers as legit main eventers? For example, Seth Rollins in the WWE title match at Royal Rumble 2015 and Triple H in Royal Rumble 2000. What matches made you think, oh, this guy's a main eventer?
Okay, well, I can just think the moment. It wasn't a match. It was a moment. When Batista did the thumbs down to Triple H thing, when he signed the contract to take on Triple H, at that point, that moment, then it was so well executed, made me think, man, this is his moment to then step into that role.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Here's one I got. And it wasn't a match. It was a moment. It was when The Rock had turned heel. He's a member of the Nation. And he has that celebration for Farouk where he gives him the portrait of himself.
Yeah,
whole segment
was
gold.
Yeah.
And I remember watching that and thinking, oh my gosh, The Rock is amazing.
Yeah. I agree with you on that one. That's a good one.
Or Mick Foley, Hell in a Cell.
I guess
that King
Mick
Ring
Foley,
98
yeah.
after taking that.
I guess that would be Hell in a Cell.
That butt kicking.
Because after that, nobody could.
You couldn't not love the guy.
You wanted him to just be up there the entire time. Yeah, I agree. I'm trying to remember if there was any moment with Jericho when I was like, man, that guy really should be in the main event. When they did the Triple H screw job thing, when Triple H bullied him, to see the crowd reaction and to see how much it made sense for Jericho to have that title.
Yeah.
At that point, it was like, holy crap, this guy really does belong. But I mean, we were always huge Jericho fans anyways.
Yeah.
The CM Punk pipe bomb instantly turned him in my mind, even though he had already won.
Oh, I know.
But
I know.
At that point, it was like, okay, he deserves to be up there with Cena. Gustavo Gama's an idiot. How would wrestling look different under socialism? I don't even know. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Ask a wrestling / poli sci major. Usurper Gaming is notifying us that Mike Awesome died years ago. Thank you, Usurper Gaming. Kelly Kelly. I don't remember anything about her except they did that. I think they did like on ECW, and I think I just read about this after the fact. They did like a gimmick with her where she was like an exhibitionist, so she'd always be like half naked. That's what they were trying to do with ECW, just make it so bad. Yeah, Jericho's debut felt main event.
I know.
But then right afterwards, the way they were booking him, like, brought him back down to earth so hardcore.
I know. Pete Dirksen with the Internet Explode if CM Punk showed up tonight. Yeah.
Wait, what's that?
With the Internet Explode.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They should put him in the old timers building. Like, they bring him out like a legend.
Yeah, yeah.
But he comes out, like, limping.
Yeah, he says, I just got done training for my next UFC fight.
Exactly.
At a sparring session.
Oh,
here, this is a question for you. Apex Waggish. Hey, Steve, what do you think of the latest episode of Star Trek Discovery?
Too sweet, man. It's real. Talk about real. It's great.
You really should spend your time watching Ibushi versus Nakamura, Wrestle Kingdom 8.
No, man. I had to make sure. Here's the thing. I had to make sure everybody's in bed. I closed all. I was like, I can't have anybody me. It's one time of the week. It's the one moment of the week.
How long is the show? Half hour, an hour?
Well, usually it's 47 minutes.
So an hour long.
Yeah. Last night's was like short, I think, because it airs on CBS in like Canada or something. Mm. And so they had to truncate it for the game. The football game, not Triple H. And so it was only like 37 minutes long. So I just watched it and like had a chocolate muffin, some milk. It was the greatest experience ever. Nobody bugs me. I started yelling at people if they come into the room.
What's the general gist of where it's headed right now?
Oh, just great. I can't. No, because here's the thing. There's like every episode, there's a freaking like new spoiler thing. Like there's these crazy plot twists that haven't caught up, I can't. I'm not going to do that. There was like a crazy one last night. I'm just going to say this. They're in the Mirror Universe. All bets are off the table. All
right.
It's crazy.
All right.
It's awesome. Then there's a theory that's going around that, like, at the end of this season, because the way they got to the Mirror Universe, there could, like, in order to get home, there could be, like, accidental time travel involved, because that's been, like, a precedent that was set before. So they might zoom ahead into the future and land in, like, the Voyager Next Generation.
That'd be cool.
That would be rad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Give me that.
Yeah, give me Next Generation. Then I'll start watching.
Give me Next Generation. That's all I want. Yeah.
Or Deep Space
Riker,
Nine.
Riker directed.
I'd watch Deep Space Nine.
Oh, for sure.
Deep Space Nine, too.
Riker directed one of the episodes.
Oh, that's cool.
So what I'm thinking is, like, at the end of the last Next Generation movie, he took over, like, a different ship, the Titan.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if he ended up being on Discovery on the show.
Yeah.
He runs into the Discovery zoom ahead in the future.
Doesn't he look really old now?
Well, yeah, but he'd be really old. Yeah, it would be, they'd zoom, like, 20 years past next year.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, but he looks super old.
Yeah.
But not as old. It's funny, not as old as he did in the last episode of Next Generation, where they were like 25 years ahead.
Yeah,
they made him look so. They made him look like Orson Welles.
Yeah,
but like late Orson Welles.
Yeah.
Oh man. Anyways, anything else? Oh, I'm doing a podcast, the Four Lights podcast. I thought about starting with Discovery, just me in front of my computer, but I got to find a way to get Jeff in there.
Yeah,
Big Jim. Sorry. Anyways, is that it for the show?
I think so.
I'm gonna try to hit Hilton. Can you figure out how to get the music going on that? All right, thanks, Hilton. There's some music for you guys. Anyways, that's it for the show. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.